By mid-century, the black press was getting stronger. John Bracey is head of the history department at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst.
There were about four national black newspapers. The big three would be the Chicago Defender, Pittsburgh Courier, the Baltimore Afro-American. Then you had the very strong local and regional papers like the Norfolk Journal and Guide.
Musicologist Alan Lomax recorded this discussion of the power of the press between blues greats Memphis Slim and Big Bill Brunzi in the 1940s.
I were in a place called Marigold, Mississippi, and they had a restaurant in there, and in the back they had a peephole.
Yeah.
And I want to go back there and shoot a little crap
and
make me a little steak. And you can imagine what they were doing back then. They were reading the Chicago Defender and had a man on the door.
Lookout man on the door with a
peephole. So
yeah.
If a white man or something come in the restaurant, they'd stick the Defender in the stove, burn it up, and start playing checkers.
Yeah.
That's what they really call a bad nigger. A nigger that had nerve enough to smuggle a Chicago Defender down in the state of Mississippi.
He would open the eyes of a lot of Negroes, tell them things that they
Otherwise,
didn't know.
He was a smart Negro.
And read it to the
You read them in the barbershop, you sit there, you wait for a haircut, you read the newspaper, you put it down, somebody else reads it. You know, the barber buys it, but 100 people might read it on a Saturday. If you read the comics, somebody else is reading the sports, somebody else is reading the editorials out loud and starting a big argument about what's in the editorial page.
Black papers were often straightforward advocates for their people, sometimes reflecting a new, broader approach that called for a free and socially responsible press. A report written by an all-white committee of experts in 1947 said the press should present and clarify the goals and values of the society, as well as provide news and information. Three months after the U.S. joined World War II, the Pittsburgh Courier published a reader's letter.
Should I sacrifice my life to live half American? Is the kind of America I know worth defending? The V for Victory sign is being displayed prominently in all so-called democratic countries which are fighting for victory over aggression, slavery, and tyranny. Let we colored Americans adopt the double V for a double victory. The first V for victory over our enemies from without. The second V for victory over our enemies from within.
The Double V campaign was widely supported by black papers. In November 1942, the New York World editorialized.
What is meant by subversive and pro-axis activities when a Negro can be arrested for evading the draft and the same government has no right to interfere with a white civilian in Louisiana who shoots down a Negro after he becomes a soldier? If the Axis shoots him down, he died in the service of his country. If a cracker shoots him down, no harm is done.
The FBI, the post office, the wartime offices of facts and figures, war information, censorship, and the army all investigated the black press for undermining morale and disloyalty to the war effort. The charges echoed a World War I-era Justice Department report, and even though communist Russia was now a U.S. ally, like that time, charges of red radicalism weren't far behind.
Last week, Congressman Martin Dies in Washington announced that three of our outstanding Negroes were identified with subversive influences,
wrote the editor of the Oklahoma City Black Dispatch in October 1942.
We have said under oath that we are not a member of the Communist Party and have never been. But even so, we do have communistic leanings when it comes to the question of racial equality. It may be, perhaps, that this is the fault Congressman Dies has found with communism. For the noted Texan said, I deplore the fact that throughout the South today, subversive elements are attempting to convince the Negro that he should be placed on social equality with white people.